Let's take a look at the first stocks worksheet. For the following stocks, name the market that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. Now, you don't have to be right. You can always just go look it up and you'll be sure. But it's a good idea to have a feel for which stocks belong on which market. Where would we find McDonald's? Well, sure, the venerable blue chip company makes a ton of money selling garbage. I mean, food to people around the world. The New York Stock Exchange, of course. How about Qualcomm? What is Qualcomm anyway? It's a stadium. No. They have the naming rights for the stadium in San Diego, but it's a company that makes a system that is used by all Verizon and Sprint phones called CDMA. It stands for Can't Do Much Anything. No, it stands for Code Division Multiple Access. People say, well, they make cell phones. No, they don't make cell phones. Well, they make chips. Well, they actually don't even make the chips anymore. Somebody else makes them for them. They built and maintain the systems that Verizon and Sprint phones work. Now, the other one is called GSM, and that's AT&T, T-Mobile use that, and that's the Nokia's design. It, by the way, Qualcomm is supposed to be all uppercase, but I think that's kind of silly, but that's the way it's supposed to be spelled. Where it's a technology company. Where would you expect to right on the NASDAQ, right? And that's where you'll find it. When you start typing in Qualcomm, you'll see that it's on the NASDAQ. Now, what about number three? Spider ETF. ETF. Exchange-traded fund. Right. That's from Chapter 4. Those are these exchange-traded funds. And the Spider is the nickname for the Standard & Poor's 500 Spider ETF. Spider. And where are these traded? Well, to be truthful, folks, they are now traded everywhere. But what I wrote down, if you're looking at the, if you cheated and went right to the answer key, is I wrote down the Amex, which is now called the New York Stock Exchange Market, MTK. Can't figure that one out. That's where they originally started. They were the Amex in the early 90s was realizing that, you know, the NASDAQ has leapfrogged them by then, and they weren't really attracting anybody substantial. So they started selling these newfangled things called ETFs, which, of course, have become extremely huge, and now they're traded everywhere. And as we said in the presentation, the Amex was originally purchased by the NASDAQ, and then the NASDAQ threw them away, kicked them by the side, and now the New York Stock Exchange bought them, and now they've gotten rid of the term NASDAQ and call it NASDAQ MTK. I still haven't figured that one out. Maybe it's not MTK. Wait a minute, I better pause this. Oops, did you ever have one of those decades? Right, it's MKT, not MTK, at NYSE Market. And so I got to go back and change all these things. Yeah, it looks like the Amex is on its way out, folks. They're just sort of getting rid of it. And maybe by next semester this time we'll have just gotten rid of any references to American Exchange. How sad. But that's the way the world is right now. Now, what about Coca-Cola, of course, right, New York Stock Exchange, blue chip company in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, New York Stock Exchange, the big board. Number five, Butterfly.com, you've heard of them, haven't you? Right, they make blue steam. It's going to be really big. Everybody's going to want to buy it. It's going to do a whole lot better than last year's bacon stretcher that they came out with. It didn't do very well. Yeah, but anyway, this is one of those penny stocks that you see on the bulletin board or the pink sheets. You could just put down OTC over the counter, but be careful because some people still use over the counter for NASDAQ. NASDAQ gets very upset when you do that. But the bulletin board or the pink sheets. And is it a real company? No. Are some of these companies real companies trying to make it in the real world? Yes, but most of them are scams. Stay away from the wrong side of the tracks, the red light district, the wrong side of town. Just stay away. Now, what about Nokia? Nokia. Most people think Nokia is an Asian or a Japanese company. It's still the world's largest producer of cell phones, but it's going to be overtaken by Samsung soon, or if it hasn't already. And where is it based? Finland, right? Yeah, Finland. Most people don't know that, but Finland started out as having the highest concentration of cell phone users in the world. I don't know if that's still true, but in Finland, and eventually it'll happen here, you go up to a vending machine and you want a soda or whatever, snack or something like that. You don't put in any money. You just call the number on the vending machine and boop, out pops your soda or snack or whatever it is, and it burns your, charges you through the cell phone. Pretty amazing, isn't it? They're into their cell phones. And so where would we find Nokia, a technology company? Well, this is one of those swing and a misses, right? You think that you would see it on the NASDAQ because it's a tech company, right? But no, it's on the New York Stock Exchange. So yes, what's the point of this exercise? To give you a feel for where certain companies are, but realize to be sure, you go look it up. And that's part of your assignment for Chapter 5. Now, the next group of questions on this handout have to do with the indices. Now, I want you to learn these, folks. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of these things, hundreds of them. But I want you to learn these seven, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I want you to learn these 8 because you need to know the major ones. So you're going to do some matching here. Have you done it? Okay, let's go through it. A, what is the market index designed to gauge the total United States stock market? The total United States stock market. Well, that is the now called the Dow Jones U.S. Total Stock Market Index, right? It originally was the Wilshire 5000, and then Dow Jones made a deal with Wilshire, and they called it the Dow Jones Wilshire 5000, and then Dow Jones kicked Wilshire to the side. Dow Jones is the company that publishes the Wall Street Journal and Barron's. It's now owned by Fox News, if you can believe that. And sometimes called the Total Market Index, and very popular with index funds. So that's Dow Jones U.S. Total Stock Market Index. I liked Wilshire 5000 better. How about B? Stock market average made up of 30 high-quality stocks selected for total market value and broad public ownership and believed to reflect overall United States market activity. Right, when you hear 30 high-quality stocks, you know that's the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is kind of a silly name because most of the stocks are not industrial stocks, and now we hear that they're kicking out Kraft and putting in United Healthcare or something. So, yeah, they change it. And it's only 30 stocks. So I'm not a big fan of the Dow, but people really, really spend a lot of time following it. C, the market index designed to measure the stock markets of the world excluding the United States. So foreign or international, they're called. International is the more preferable term. And which is the one that's designed to measure everybody outside the United States? Well, for many decades, and still more quoted than its newcomer, is the IFA, the MSCI. And you don't have to learn what MSCI stands for. It stands for Morgan Stanley Capital International, and there's a story behind that. And IFA stands for Europe, Australia, and the Far East. And for several decades, that was it. Well, the problem with the IFA is it doesn't include the developing markets, which are getting very large, folks. South Korea, South Africa, Brazil, India, China, Russia, the Philippines, Peru, Mexico. So now they're being replaced by, the IFA is being replaced by the All Country World Index ex-USA. I didn't make it up. Don't get mad at me. But that's what Morgan Stanley Capital International calls it, the All Country World Index ex-USA, meaning outside the United States. Letter D, market index often used as a measure of the strength or weakness of medium-sized and small-sized companies based in the United States. This one was still seems to be the most popular of the small cap, mid cap indices, and it's called the Russell 2000. And how did they create it? As we talked about in the lecture, they took the top 3,000 companies by size, by market capitalization, and lopped off the first 1,000, and you get the Russell 2000 from 1,001 down to 3,000, and that's supposed to show you how the small companies and mid-sized companies are doing. Now, E, probably the most important, traditionally the 500 largest stocks based in the United States, although now some may be foreign, most are based in the United States and are chosen for their market size, liquidity, and industry group representation. Exactly. The S&P 500. Standard & Poor's 500. Sometimes just called the S&P. And this one seems to be the most useful index for feeling what's going on. Because these are the large companies and they dominate. The S&P 500 makes up over 80% of the market capitalization of all companies in the United States. So yeah, that's the big group. But why do we say traditionally it was the 500 largest companies? And we say this in the presentation, so I'm repeating myself, but it bears repeating. Some large United States companies were purchased by foreign, international companies, and S&P didn't know what to do. They just, let's let these companies be part of the S&P 500. Some of you might remember when, 1997 it was, Mercedes-Benz bought Chrysler, and what do you do? Chrysler, it's a big company. So they let Daimler Chrysler into the S&P 500, and then eventually Daimler sold Chrysler. So, and now it's owned by Fiat. Figure that one out. Letter F. Market index mainly composed of high tech companies based in the United States. Right. NASDAQ. All uppercase. I can't stand it, but that's how they spell it. And that's the tech. But are all of them tech? No. Some of the companies are not high-tech companies now, but that's where most of the high-tech companies, the Intels, the Microsofts, the Oracles, and Dell, but Starbucks is in the NASDAQ. Is that a high-tech company? I don't know. And then G, market index designed to measure the global stock market, including the United States. And for many decades, it was the MSCI, Morgan Stanley Capital International, World Index. But, just like the problem with the IFA, the World Index doesn't really have the developing markets in it. So now it's being replaced by the MSCI All Country World Index. Why don't they, don't ask me, I don't design it. I didn't do it. Who is Morgan Stanley Capital International? Well, it's a throwback. I don't know why they kept the Capital International, but the company that is oversees American funds, the people who actually make the decisions, is called Capital Research and Management. And they just refer to themselves as Capital Group, all the American funds. Most people will never know that. They would never know unless you were in the industry. And they were one of the first, even though they're called the American funds, they were one of the first mutual fund companies. They weren't the only ones, but they were one of the first mutual fund companies to invest outside the United States. But they didn't have any indices. They didn't have any benchmarks to measure how well they were doing. So they created their own, Capital International, a subsidiary of the Capital Group companies of Capital Research and Management, created their own indices. Well, after about 20 years or so, not quite, they started to realize it's not a good idea if you're measuring yourself for you to be the one who's making the measure. There's a conflict of interest there. You understand? You see how you could dice the game so it looks like you do really well. So they divulged themselves of it. They sold it off to Morgan Stanley, and Morgan Stanley kept Capital International as a, you know, I guess to talk about the roots. No, most people don't even know that's what MSCI stands for. So there's a bit of trivia for you. Last one. Market index designed to measure the total stock market index, excluding the largest 500 companies. Very popular with many index funds. And if you've done the Chapter 4 assignment, that's the S fund. When you did the TSP, the Thrift Savings Plan, what they did is they took the Dow Jones Wilshire 5000, and they lopped off the S&P 500, the 500 largest companies. You see? So they sometimes call it the completion stock, total stock market index, or the extended stock market. Boy, dude, what a name. I liked Wilshire 4500, right? Because then you found out what it means. But that's what they call it. And I am rambling, so I apologize. But I want you to know these, folks. I really want you to know these. I want you to be able to recall them from memory and go, oh, yeah, you're talking about the All-Country World Index, which is replacing the World Index. Yeah, that's a global index that measures how the entire world is doing. And you have a global mutual fund, global stock mutual fund? Right, that's the index that you should be measuring your stock mutual fund for. So hopefully, if you haven't done the assignment for Chapter 4, this will help you. This will help you because we had to discuss the indices before we actually investigated them in detail. Now, the last group, the last part of stock worksheet number one is a scenario. You hear on the news report in the evening that the Dow and the S&P each lost 2%, but the Nasdaq gained 1%. And the Russell 2000 was flat. Well, what can you reduce from this report? What can you deduce from this report? A, stocks were mostly unchanged for the day. 2% loss? That's a pretty big jump. B, large company stock prices gained. High-tech companies declined. And small company prices were mostly unchanged. Wait a minute. The Russell 2000 is small and mid-sized companies, so they were mostly unchanged, right? They're flat. But large companies, they're represented in the Dow and the S&P 500, especially the older companies. And high-tech companies are represented in the NASDAQ, so it's actually C. Large company stock prices lost ground, right, the Dow and the S&P. High-tech companies' prices rose by 1%, NASDAQ. And small companies, mid-sized companies, were mostly unchanged. So the answer is C. D talks about domestic stock prices gained, but foreign stock prices declined. Well, we don't know anything about foreign stock prices because not one of those three indices discusses foreign stocks. Okay, so go back over this and make sure you can do this in your sleep, folks. See you on the next worksheet.